Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand with news from Alabama, where a high-profile corporate fraud trial has come to an end. Former Health South executive Richard Scrushy faced 36 counts, including money laundering and mail fraud. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. And John, what do we know at this point?
Well, any minute now, these verdicts will be read in that courtroom. Richard Scrushy was the CEO of Health South, the nation's biggest chain of rehabilitation hospitals. By cooking the books, the company pumped up its earnings by $2.7 billion. And these charges include violating the 2002 Sarbanes-Oxley law that requires CEOs and CFOs to personally certify the accuracy of company books. Scrushy is the first test case of that law.
And what was Scrushy's defense?
Well, he claimed that he didn't know anything about the accounting irregularities and pointed the finger at other Health South executives. But, you know, that I didn't know what was going on defense didn't work for Bernie Ebbers of WorldCom, who was found guilty on similar charges. In fact, federal prosecutors today asked for what would be a lifetime jail sentence for Ebbers. His sentencing will be next month.
And, John, there's another corporate legal case just beginning to make news, and that's where the nation's number two computer chip maker, AMD, has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Intel, its big rival. And AMD accuses Intel of abusing its dominant position to exclude competitors. John, this sounds an awful lot like Microsoft.
You're right. It's very similar. Intel has the same dominance in chip making as Microsoft has in operating systems for computers. 90% of the sales revenue goes to Intel. AMD says Intel is so big that it can coerce its customers, people like companies like Sony and Dell and Toshiba, into exclusive deals that keep rival chip makers out of the market.
And so what are the implications of this lawsuit for Intel?
If it goes to trial, Intel will have to reveal some of its sales practices, how much it charges for its chips. Emails, internal documents might be subpoenaed and released in open court. Remember, in the Microsoft trial, there were some embarrassing emails by Bill Gates. And plus, the company, Intel, may have to change some of the incentives that it gives to its customers to keep them buying Intel chips.
Well, if a ruling comes out against Intel, would that affect other companies in other industries?
Absolutely, it could. You know, there are a lot of product manufacturers that use rebates and subsidies and those kinds of inducements to keep customers coming back. And for example, there was a ruling 2 years ago that found that 3M was using overly aggressive sales tools to get retailers to sell their transparent tape to the exclusion of competitors, and the court found in favor of a smaller tape maker. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll look at the economic pressures on the people of Zimbabwe by hearing the stories from refugees who are fleeing the country.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.